The Tom Likas Show.
It's not so bad with the shaking of the tuckers.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
I'm ready for sex.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show live. We're here at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And, of course, our podcast is available on demand at PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. The Tom Likas Show, brought to you by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. With Father's Day just around the corner, it's time to make your mark with your dad. A grill mark, that is. Order some Mangrates. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Mangrate banner. You get the Tom Likas Show discount, and your dad gets grilled like a pro. Guaranteed. It's Mangrate. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Yes, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us in studio for this bonus hour, he got here early with the Zanku garlic chicken. And so, of course, we were all over that, is Tony Adam Sachs. Good to see you.
Great to see you, Tom.
My God, just that garlic paste alone, if you brought that in, we'd be happy to get that.
I knew the way to get to you guys, you know?
No doubt.
You'll have to excuse Adam if he's a little sleepy. He just took about an hour nap after that Zanku on the couch.
I'd be surprised.
Come on, honestly, Tom, that's a little tough on the stomach, no?
Really?
I don't know.
Come on.
You woke up during News for Guys.
It knocked me right out.
I mean, you grew up in the New York metropolitan area, and that's tough on your stomach?
I don't know, man. Zanku.
Get you some souvlaki. We'll see how what that does to your stomach.
You turn me on to it, Tom. What can I say?
Everybody's addicted to it. Everybody.
It was good. So, Tom, you ready for this now?
Yeah, what do you have for me?
So I posted this on your website, of course.
Yeah.
There's an article in the New York Times talking about something called Librido. And this is a drug that they are creating, which is supposed to create female desire. This is like Viagra for women, okay?
So it's supposed to not desire for women, desire
in women.
By women.
Yes. In a woman, yes. So they kind of talk about the different women that are participating in like a trial of this drug,
right.
Okay? And you got to really appreciate this, Tom. This goes straight to all the things that you and I always talk about. This one woman is talking about how if she really, really forces herself, she's able to have sex with her husband like once a month.
Nice.
This is a stress, believe me. She's talking about how difficult it is to stay focused and to be able to do that. And so she's hoping somehow that this pill is going to create unbelievable desire in her. And there's another woman that they talk about, and this is really right up your alley, Tom, in terms of all the stories you've been telling, which is this woman had like three kids and a whole life with her husband, and she was so completely unsatisfied that she divorced him. And she went through the whole thing that we talk about and broke up the family and divided the knives and forks and the whole thing. Anyway, now she's single, and she's with some guy for about a year, and she's sick and tired of him, too. So we may be sensing a pattern here.
I always found that to stay
that's
attracted
special.
To women, I wear my specially tailored jacket made of $100 bills.
I love that jacket, Tom.
And you'd be amazed how attractive women find me. It's unbelievable. That's the biggest aphrodisiac I can imagine.
I gotta tell you, Tom, that there's a great line that, and you know, I noticed you haven't said it in a while, so I want to bring it back into the fore. It's the beaten dog. You remember the beaten dog?
Oh, beaten dog. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I got a really kind of tragic call from a guy today, who was a Tom Likas, listener, and he heard me on the show. That's how he got my call, because of your unbelievably effective advertising.
I love that.
Reach and whatnot, of
nice.
Course. Anyway, he's a bit like me, actually. He has parents that are divorced, and he grew up kind of in the background of that. And he had a number of stepfathers. His mother got married and divorced again and again a few times. And he really, really went for this, you know, personal, kind of took it and internalized it all. And he said, I'm never going to get a divorce. Never, 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 never. I won't make that mistake. Growing up in that situation and all. And anyway, so basically he married this woman, and after very careful consideration, according to him, and he discussed this with her. These were his values, you know, that you marry for life and you don't fool around about it. It's a big decision and all. And he said that they were really pretty, very happy together. It was really working out when they were dating. And this reminds me of your Costco analogy.
Yes.
I always have a great time every time I'm in Costco, Tom, because it makes me think of this, you know. I don't know if we shop at the same one, but they have the little woman at the end of every row.
Yes.
You know, serving the
chimichangas sample, or whatever.
Whatever it is, you know. And she's it's like delicious and it's free, you know.
Right.
You can fill up just on that, you know.
Right.
There's a meal in that just
exactly.
Walking in Costco anyway. But it's that lost leader thing that we talked about where you know, and this is true, I think men do this too. You're putting your best foot forward and so forth. But there's this very sad tale that this guy was telling me where he had a really, really, what he thought was a great relationship with this woman. And it was really, really satisfying, and it was happy, and it was perfect on both sides, so he thought. And they got married, and they were doing really well, again, he thought, for a few years, and then it just fizzled. And he wants to kind of turn the clock back to that beginning time, but I told him, you know, it's very possible that she was just acting and putting her best foot forward.
Right.
What's really incredible in this, again, this New York Times article that I referred to, is they interview this particular woman who I mentioned she only wants to have sex with her husband, like, very rarely. The experts say if you have sex in a marriage less than 10 times a year, then you have what's called a sex-starved marriage or a sexless marriage. People say, well, we have sex sometimes, so it's not sexless. But they say if it's less than a dozen times a year, it is sexless, basically, for all intents and purposes. But anyway, so they ask this woman, you know, do you like sex? And she says, yes. And then there's a sort of this thing, well, you know, she must have grown disgusted of her husband. So they say, do you not like your husband anymore? Your feelings towards him have changed? She says, no, I still love him. He's still a great guy. I find him attractive. I like sex. It's very positive for me. So what's the problem? And they describe, you know, a couple of little phrases here, but basically that she kind of thinks about it and she says, I don't know. And I think that is the ultimate. I think that ultimately, as a man getting married, even if you're a decent guy, you're going to be looking into the face of this woman and you're going to say to her, honey, what's wrong? I'm going to help you. I'm going to work with you. If I've done something wrong, I'm sorry. You know, I don't even know what it is yet. I'm sorry. I internalize it. I will go to therapy with you. I'll talk about this. I'll be more romantic. I'll do whatever the hell's necessary. I don't want to get divorced. And you're saying to this creature that looks you in the face and says, I just don't know why. I can't even tell you why. I don't know why myself. That, Tom, is the end of it. And ultimately, this is where Beaten Dogs comes from.
I think yes.
The classic Beaten Dog, and that was kind of this guy, is that I think he spent the past year or two just banging his head against the wall, trying and apologizing for things that didn't make sense, and trying not to confront her and doing everything her way. And just like the bully that you try to appease, he found that the more he gave in to her and the more he let her get away with shit and to try to, you know, kind of mollify her by doing things her way, the crazier she got. And she actually turned it up a notch and turned it up another notch where he's just literally at the end of the line. And that's when people call me, of course, when they say, look, I just can't take another day. But in terms of the sort of the Lycus philosophy and a lot of stuff we've talked about, as I said, this guy really didn't want to get divorced. He really internalized it. He really kind of made a vow to himself not to get divorced. And I told him, I said, look, this doesn't work for anybody. This is the story. This is where it's going. This is where it's going to be. And there's really very little that you can do about it. You're not going to change sort of the natural progression of how relationships function. And
that's what it is. I mean, it's like, look, I compare it to, I have a kegerator.
All right.
I can drink essentially all the beer I want in a day. No beer ever tastes as good as the first one. Ever. I don't care how good that beer is. You pour that cold, frosty glass. You're imagining it right now. Pour that beer for me, all right? You know the one I'm talking about. The first one, okay? Pull out that pilsner glass and pull that tap handle. Oh, my God. That first beer tastes great. And the second one tastes pretty good. And the third one still tastes okay. And around the fourth one, you don't even know you're drinking beer anymore. And that's how marriage is, okay? Get that first, take that first whack of the pinata. Fabulous. All the candy drops out. After that, you just kind of swing it and miss it. So the trick is to hit as many pinatas as possible without actually owning any of them.
Don't buy the pinata.
Right. Take a swing.
Yeah.
And then be done with it.
There's a line one of the lawyers I know says is that marriage is like a hot bath. After a while, it's not that hot anymore.
Right.
You know? The reality is, and I mean, this really seems to be something, we talked about this before, where there's the sort of the baseline, the firmware inside a woman, the basic fundament of a woman is to be dissatisfied. It's really true. A woman, you know, looks at like a perfectly beautiful kitchen and says, you know, this needs a few changes. You know, this has to be remodeled. And it's very natural somehow in some crazy way. And us guys, you know, we can't accept this. This doesn't make sense. And we think, okay, tell me what's wrong. Explain to me what's wrong. And it's amazing that nature has created this partner for us that literally says, I don't even know what's wrong. It's just fucking wrong, and it's your fault. I'm sure of that. Whatever it is, I know it's your fault.
That's right.
So it seemed to me that this medicine that they were talking about was sort of, I hate to say it, doomed to failure. I know that we'll be back on Money Monday if they ever approve this to buy the stock in that company,
right,
whoever it was, if they get FDA approval to sell it or whatever. But what they were literally talking about is this woman saying, I don't know how to like my husband anymore, and I hope that this pill works.
Yeah, but look at Viagra, how it was advertised. For example, when Viagra first came out, they had former Senator Bob Dole.
Have you seen Mrs. Dole, Tom?
Well, that's my point. Have you seen her naked?
Oh,
no wonder you need a pill.
Don't get me
started. And then Mike Ditka, didn't he do Cialis when it came out?
Oh, God.
Have you seen Mrs. Ditka? You need either a pill or a crane to get it up. You know, this idea that you take a pill and suddenly you're attracted to somebody you lost interest in a long time ago, it's preposterous. As I always say, the best cure for ED is YG. That's young girls.
I remember you once did like a 30-minute lead up to that.
No, I did a 2.5-hour lead. I did a tease going into every break.
After this commercial, I'm going to tell you.
The all-natural cure to ED is coming up. And it finally came up.
Oh, man. But anyway, Tom, so in terms of relationships and so forth, I think that this guy was in a lot of pain, and he was very hesitant to really pull the trigger, as it were, to hire me and to file a case or whatever. And I've mentioned before that what ends up happening is most cases get filed by the woman, and she has a great advantage because she gets the jump on you, she chooses the court, she gets the momentum and so forth. But a lot of guys feel really guilty, and they feel like they failed. And like I said, this is not going to work. It doesn't work for anyone. It really doesn't. I mean, it's silly. I even felt this myself personally. You feel very mixed up about it, and you can't understand it and so forth. And it may be true, some of the things that you've talked about, Tom, where maybe you could date one woman even, if that was your thing, if you really wanted to have a relationship, and you could do it for an extended period of time, but you don't live together. You
right.
don't get married. Somehow, the crossing over of that was literally, they say, crossing the threshold, right?
Yeah.
Remember that the man would carry the woman through the door or whatever,
right,
over the threshold.
Over the threshold.
Somehow, the crossing of that threshold of getting married, somehow it has a very, very bad effect on the woman, on her feeling and her attitude. Like, somehow, like you say, she's gotcha. You know, she's gotcha to sign the contract. I think they understand intuitively that the man doesn't want to back out of it. I think they're aware of the financial havoc that they're going to be able to put on him and to screw up the situation with the children and all these different aspects. And somehow they, as you say, let their hair down. And that's when you wake up and your wife says, you know, honey, now that we're married, I have to tell you.
That's right.
I never liked sex in the morning. I never really liked your house. You got to buy me a new car.
I never found you that attractive. I mean, it's not like you're not like you're a bathing beauty or anything. You know, you're just a nice person, and that's what I like.
Yeah, maybe you can get some surgery.
You know what? I dated all the hot guys. Now I'm ready to settle down with you.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks a lot,
Steve. I've had my fun.
What was that line I think it was, you were in Buenos Aires, as I recall?
Yeah.
I used to go out with my girls, but now I have you, honey. I don't need to do that anymore.
Exactly right.
Thanks, sweetie.
That's right. So. And by the way, that means when you go out with the girls, I know what you're out doing with them.
Yeah, right. Don't even get me started on girls' night out or anything like
girls
that.
Girls' night out is trouble.
Anyway, what I really thought was amusing in this particular article was, as I mentioned, this woman who actually did it. She left her husband, she got a divorce, and lo and behold, she found herself in the same shitty, stupid situation, which leads me to think, like, listen, lady, it wasn't your husband, it was you. Here you are after the divorce with the perfect man of your choice, right? One of the theories of divorce would be you're with the wrong person, you're going to get divorced and suffer, but you'll end up with the right person.
Right.
And women initiate most divorces, and women are complaining about their husbands, and they're no good, and they're stupid, and da-da-da. Okay, fine. This woman ends up with the boyfriend, and within a few months, she's got the same problem again, that she's not happy with him anymore. So it's really her and her stupidity.
Right.
And if this is the way things are fundamentally, then we have a society that's actually promoting a false objective. When we're young, and especially on girls, I think more than boys, by the way, Tom, but when we're young and we're going to see Disney movies and we're setting up expectations and girls are learning about the prince that's going to come and sweep them off their feet and fix their life and all this other stuff, the truth of the matter is that these things that we're very much programmed to want are actually not very good for us.
No. But again, the system is set up. So if you watch Beauty and the Beast or Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty, chances are you're going to end up with some lovely parting gifts, as they used to say on Let's Make a Deal or Price is Right.
Remember, Carol Merrill will give you the parting gifts.
Oh, yes. Yes. Even though you didn't pick door number two, let me tell you what you're going
to
be getting.
Remember, used to pick the door with all the cats or whatever?
Right.
I just remember some of the things that you said in the past, Tom, which really stick with me. In particular, how I remember people would say to you, you know, hey, Lycus, I know the truth about you. You're a freaking loser. You got married four times. You know what? Are you stupid? You know. And I remember you responding and saying that based on your parents' life and the life that you witnessed that you thought was appropriate, you thought you're supposed to get married and be together for 40 or whatever years.
And I thought if I couldn't make it last 40 years, it's because I was doing something wrong.
But do you realize that, and you were just talking about addiction in the past few hours, and this is the exact opposite of an addict. Instead of you blaming others, I mean, this shows your analysis and your honesty with yourself. Instead of saying, oh, bitch, you're saying, you know, it's my fault. I must be doing something wrong. I got to get it right this time and trying it again and again. But the problem you didn't see, I guess, until later was that the game was fixed. It was the whole thing was wrong from the start.
That's right. And women have no incentive to make it work. In fact, in some cases, I think they have incentive to let it unravel, because then they walk away with money and stuff.
I got to tell you, Tom, that's certainly true that there are, you know, well-publicized cases of women that get, you know, big money in divorces and whatnot. In fact, I was just showing you this issue of Forbes here, which is this week's issue of this business magazine I like to read, and they're talking about these divorces in the hundreds of millions of dollars. But the truth is that, and I've said this before too, I don't think that marriage and divorce are very good for women either. And I think that a lot of women, you say they may incentivize and they walk out of a marriage with a big smile on their face, but I think within 6 months to a year, they say, what the hell did I just do? And I think that they gave a lot up. I think that when you look at the women that you were married to, particularly I think number three and number four, you can't tell me that in retrospect they're glad they divorced you, Tom. I think they ended up a lot worse off for it.
Well, three I don't even know about, because I haven't seen her in about 18 years.
Yeah. Oh,
and four, Well, financially, she didn't end up better off. I can tell you that. You know, everything else is subjective. You know, is she better off? Who knows? Maybe she dates younger, hotter guys. Maybe I don't know.
But look at the lady in the article who's got the same problem now with her boyfriend.
Right.
When she's given up the man that loved her children, she's given up the life that she had. She's got this asshole, whoever he is, and she finds that sexually she has the same problem again.
Right.
So I think that women, I think, walk out of relationships with their girl. You know, they go with their girlfriends, and the girlfriend's like, you get rid of that bad man, girl. Get rid of that zero and get yourself a hero, you know? And I think that they find after a short time that they haven't necessarily done the right thing either. And I think a lot of guys try to talk to the woman about that. And that's what this guy was saying to me today again that I mentioned. He was trying to talk to his wife and say to her, honey, you know, this is not the way to do things. You're not going to be better off for this. He had been through his parents' divorces, and he knew how lousy it was. But she, you know, was doing it with a smile on her face.
Right. We'll take a break. We'll come back here. We're here with Attorney Adam Sachs. And this week, you get family law attorney Adam Sachs, you get divorce attorney Adam Sachs. He's going to answer your questions about divorce and all the questions that come with divorce. Vaginamony, child support, child custody, prenups, postnups, all of that. Should you even get married? And, well, we know the answer, but
don't get started.
Many
now.
Of you still think you know the answer, and you can call and say, well, I know everyone else shouldn't be getting married, but I think I'm the exception to the rule. I found, yeah. We'll take your call, answer any of your questions about family law. Any of free legal advice for you from our friend P1 and divorce attorney Adam Sachs. All you have to do is call his number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlo Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO. Costlo. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlo got the job done, quick, easy, total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlo. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlo.com today. Costlo. COSTLO.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts, glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 lister Antonio Atoche and his brothers, and they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous pollo a la brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, Get this. The soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca on West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91 and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena. The Tom Likas Show. Bonus up. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We had our big Memorial Day weekend. We actually took a day off, which we rarely do. But we did. And I'm sure some of you fine folks thought we'd take the whole week off or something. But come on. When's the last time we did that? It's 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number here with our guest, our friend, attorney Adam Sachs, who is a P1 listener. He's one of our original advertisers here, a longtime supporter of the show. And he gets Likas 101 and all the tenants. And that means if you are in one of those horrific situations where you might need a divorce, he can answer the question. By the way, before we go to the calls here, Adam, let me ask you one question. Okay.
Yes.
How do you know it's time? You're a guy. Things aren't going well. maybe you're like I was sometimes back in the past where I would come home at 10 o'clock at night, not because I was picking up chicks. I just couldn't bear to go home.
Remember Kinison said, I got to drink a six-pack of beer to not cut your fucking throat when
right?
I come home.
Right, exactly. I had to drink a six-pack of Heineken. That's what he said. And in my case, literally, circling the block. I mean, I was out having a dinner with the guys, and then they would go home, and then I'd still be out. I'd go out somewhere else and finally come home because I just couldn't stand to be home. Now, in my case, I could have done that for 100 years and nothing would have changed at home unless I took proactive measures. Let's talk about people who are like, your wife has been staying out lately. She's had girls night out. She's been to Cabo for the weekend with the girls or whatever. Things aren't looking good. When is it time to pick up the phone and call an attorney?
Well, you know that I said that pulling the trigger is very hard for people, and it really is important to file first. And most women are the ones who file. More than 80% of the time, a divorce case is filed by the woman. And the women also go and get restraining orders, and right away, they're already taking the advantage, and the guy's playing catch-up. So I think one of the first things you have to look at, Tom, seriously, in the broad sense or the broad brush, okay, is, again, a phrase I haven't heard you say as much as you should, is red flags. Red flags, Tom.
Yeah.
You mentioned something funny a while ago, that there was this lady that you were living with back in the pre-Likas days. Well, I guess you were always Likas, right?
But yes. I was born Likas.
Pre-Likas 101 days.
Yes.
And this lady had a child, and you were living with her and the child, and over
yes.
time you couldn't handle the child anymore, as I recall.
The child, that story happened in Miami, and the child was interfering. The child moved into the home.
I was picturing you in the Hollywood house, so I didn't know it was Miami, but okay.
This was pre-LA. Okay,
okay.
This was a while back. We were there, and then the kid decided he didn't want to live with his father anymore.
Right.
Back in their hometown. So the kid moved into our home in Miami, where
right.
my girlfriend was also, don't ever do this, my producer at that
time.
Oh,
Jesus, Tom.
Yeah. And remember, this is next year will be 30 years.
If you're going to break the rules, you might as well do them all, right?
Well, I learned the rules happened because I made every mistake in the book. Okay. So, son moves into the house. He's 9 years old and precocious with a very high IQ and used to having his mom to himself.
Right.
Because they had a deteriorating marriage, and dad was off working and having business meetings, and mom and the kid were together like all the time.
Right.
So when mom met somebody new and wanted to have a relationship, the kid didn't cotton to that. So what he did was he started doing things to interfere with our alone time.
Nice.
Up to and including the most notorious thing he did was he'd been studying science in school. He wanted to see what happened if you took a lamp, took the light bulb out of the socket, and dropped a brass screw into the light bulb socket. And what happened
Sweet
was he
child.
Plunged the entire place into darkness on a Friday evening when I was trying to put the screws to that. So I finally said, I can't do this anymore.
Okay, so this is where I pick up the story.
Yeah.
As I recall, you told this woman you couldn't do it anymore, and she pressed you as to why. And you hesitated at first, but then you told her it had to do with the child. And she said, well, that's fine. I'll just give him back to his father, which shocked you to your core that she could be so callous with her own child. Can you imagine how she's ultimately going to treat you?
Exactly right.
So I talked to a guy today. Talk about a red flag, Tom. He was on the verge of marrying a Colombian woman. Which is not a bad idea.
No, I mean,
among the women you could marry, okay?
Yeah.
And he was going to sponsor her for coming to the U.S. And we've talked about some of the pitfalls of doing that, where you can be responsible for paying back any public benefits that she gets. But let's even leave that aside, okay? After talking with me about this for a while, he kind of accidentally reminds me, because I hadn't, he just tells me for the first time, and she has a kid.
Oh.
And I said, oh, geez.
You forgot to mention that.
Wow, that's kind of a big deal. So the kid's going to come to America and sponsor and blah, blah. He goes, no. She's going to give the kid to her mother. And the kid's going to stay in Colombia. I said, are you kidding? And he goes, no, we already talked about this. I told her that I can't, have her come to America with a kid. So she agreed to dump the kid on her mother,
right.
The grandma of the kid.
Now, let me tell you a little something about Hispanic culture, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because she'll do that.
Here it comes.
Yeah, she'll do that, and then she'll have a kid with him. That's her game plan.
Yeah, but she's not going to forget about her other kid.
She's not going to forget about the kid. But she's going to start a new family with him and free of the guilt about how the other kid's going to feel, how the other kid's going to react, because he'll be safely in Colombia.
On the other hand, I think that after a few months or a year, she's going to start talking about, I want the other kid to come.
Yes. Oh, that will
definitely
happen.
Once she feels
a
little more comfortable.
Yes.
She's not going to forget about her first child, for God's sake. And he was only like 6 or 7 years old. She's going to miss him terribly. You're right. She'll have another child, perhaps. But then she's going to start pressing this guy like crazy to bring the kid. And he already told her, we're not bringing the other kid. Okay? Now, Tom, that's a red flag.
Of course it's a red flag.
But the key was, and I talked to him about it, this guy, and he was a very nice guy, and he eventually got it. But one of the key problems sometimes in recognition of what's going on is to look at the situation objectively or to talk about it with someone else and be realistic about it. Now, I talk to guys all the time who tell me, I'm not sure if I'm going to get a divorce. And I say, okay, well, what's going on? Well, my wife and I never have sex. I'm pretty sure she's having an affair with this coworker of hers. She tells me that she hates me, okay? And the other day, we got into like a fist fight, and she was punching me and scratching me, and I pushed her, and she told me she's going to the police, okay?
Right.
Except this guy hasn't said the words. I said to him, Jesus, that's really bad. You're definitely going to get a divorce. Do you think so? Really? No, but you see how your mind functions, It's very painful to acknowledge that great of a problem and a failure. And you know that denial is a powerful thing. And people will say, I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe not. Isn't it normal if this happens? I mean, people try to normalize their situation and so forth. And you teased about this just now. You were talking about girls' night out, okay?
Right.
I think personally that that's a very bad sign, okay?
By the way, I have a zero-tolerance policy for girls' night out.
You're absolutely right.
What I always say is, because people say, well, you can't tell a woman what to do. I don't tell women what to do.
I don't know.
I just won't live with a woman who insists on doing that. I'm completely free to do what I want, just like she's free to do what she wants. And if she decides that she needs to go to Cabo with the girls for the weekend, don't expect me to be there when you come home, darling.
I think that when you look at the reality of what happens on these Cabo trips and girls' night out and so forth, it certainly is going to be a temptation of a very extreme kind, where particularly when your woman's friends are not married, not in relationships themselves, her girls, right? She'll have one that's dating a guy, she'll have another that's single, another that's married, whatever. But when they go out, certainly the ones that are more wild, who are more unrestrained, are the ones that are single, or the ones that don't, you know, have a relationship that they care about, or they're willing to cheat on their husbands. And even if your girl is really devoted to you, there's gonna be a lot of, let's just say, you know, peer pressure. If nothing else.
Right.
Guys hitting on her, and she's going to be like, you know, feeling attractive and loving the attention. And she's going to be very hard pressed at some point when she's had a few drinks in her to say no. And I mean, you know, you want to trust the other person. This other guy I was talking to was talking about how he hadn't had sex with his wife in quite a long time, but she was super suspicious of him. And he told me he wasn't cheating at all. She was going through his wallet and looking through his cell phone, all the numbers that he called, and she was like hysterically crazy and so forth. And a lot of these kind of games and so forth that are going on, as I said, with denial, people start to normalize and they start to think, okay, this is normal, this is how my relationship is, and it's not great, but I can tolerate it as long as I have the things I do want, which are, you know, great sex or companionship or whatever it is. And ultimately, Tom, I think that, and this is going to your central question, is that, you know, when you start to look at these red flags, and you talk to someone else who's sort of on the outside, maybe, who's a little more objective, like one of your friends or something, and he goes, well, if you're not having sex with your wife, then what the hell are you doing married? If she's going through your things, then obviously she doesn't trust you. You don't have trust in your relationship. What's the use? She wants to go to girls' night, you know, out every week. She's going out with her crazy friends doing who knows what till 5 a.m. That's not normal. You know, I mean, how can you, you know, I mean, you are the most admirable, Tom, where you have the zero tolerance policy. And I think that a lot of guys let a little bit slide, and then a little bit more slide. Right. And then after a while, you're just getting screwed.
You know, again, if you still need to go to nightclubs, then you don't need to be married.
That's,
you know,
the truth.
Don't be restricting yourself to having to come home.
No, but why push me to marry you if you haven't gotten this out of your system?
Right.
That's okay. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell with age, okay? But especially if a woman's in her 20s, I guess, and she wants to get wild or whatever, why is she pushing her boyfriend to marry her when she still has this strong desire to party or whatever?
Right.
And these ladies that you see, this is really distressing to me, that have children, God help us, Tom, at particularly young ages.
Right.
They're having children at 18 and 20 and 22. And now they have a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old. They're in their mid to late 20s, and they're partying like animals and taking drugs and going out and being wild with a 3-year-old at home. I mean, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. That's, yeah, like an anachronistic life. It's like you're doing things in the wrong order.
By the way, it's not really anachronistic, because if you think about it, in the days when we were young and we had parents, your mom didn't go out to girls' night out with the girls. That just didn't happen. Did it?
Well, I mean, yeah, it didn't, of course, right? But what's the
thing?
So
when you talk about an anachronism, you're talking about something that used to happen.
Well,
back in the day,
but I'm talking about like okay, maybe it's not the right word. I'm thinking like in the wrong order. It seems to me, as a young woman, if you want to be wild when you're 20, when you're 23, when you're 24,
yeah,
then you get married,
but look who
and
these women's
that shit's over.
Look who these women's role models are. You know, Kim Kardashian.
No, please.
Lindsay Lohan. Lady Gaga. I mean, come on. These are people who, especially the ones who get married young and have babies and have press releases coming out about their baby bumps and stuff, and then they're still going out partying. What is Britney Spears doing out at a party? She's got children.
You know, she's got bodyguards.
And children.
And a legion of nurses and helpers and nannies, and she's got the money for it, right?
But most importantly, she's got kids. And you know what? You need to be home with your kids, darling. You should not be out partying.
I'll tell you, when they talk to young women, Tom, and they talk about who's their most admired role models, and it comes back, as you say, Kardashian and Paris Hilton and those types, that really says it all.
Right?
Seriously.
It tells you everything you need to know. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to get to your calls next at 901-3000. Tom, if you have questions about divorce, our guest is our friend, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, and you can ask him your questions and get free legal advice right now. All you have to do is dial 901-3000. 866.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Here's a message for all you Pontiac people out there. Is your old GTO, Trans Am, or Firebird V8 getting tired? You know there's only one place in the world that leads the field in Pontiac engine rebuilding, and they ship worldwide. It's PontiacEngines.com. Founded by NHRA Superstock Indy winner Bruce Fulper, PontiacEngines.com is the number one mail-order Pontiac engine builder in the world. From stock engines to 1,000-horsepower killer street machines, go to PontiacEngines.com, click on the email link at the bottom of the page, get a quote. Mention the Tom Likas Show, and you will get a $300 discount on your next engine build. That's not bad. That's incredible. That's PontiacEngines.com.
Outer space. The cosmos. A vapid, infinite-reaching notion, completely devoid of all sound vibration, even new normal music. What now? I'm trying to do a goddamn new normal music promo. What?
What in the hell? Oh, my God, dude. I'm so glad you opened the door.
Art, stop. You forgot to bring your weed.
I'm bringing you weed? You didn't bring any.
All right, well, let's pack a bowl and we'll figure this out.
No, you're not understanding the problem. We can't pack a bowl if there's no weed.
Wait a minute here. Hold on. Now, if I can somehow, in the recesses of my mind, manifest myself to come in here and warn me about the fact that I forgot weed today, I wonder...
All-natural power of Tar Rick, taking a break from the swell.
You know, Riptide, you always show up just the right time.
Well, I brought Fat Doobie.
I'll finish this new normal music space promo up next week right now.
Smoke a bowl.
All-natural.
But you need that lizard, bro.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Our friend, P1 advertiser, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, is here with us to answer your divorce questions at 901-3000. Tom, 901-3000-866. Here comes Troy. Troy is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Troy, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Tom and Adam. Tom, I've been wanting to call you forever. I first heard about you a couple years ago here, and first time I heard you, everything I heard rang true to me. I was, I've been divorced now for about 7 years, and
all right.
when I first heard Likas 101, I'm like, this is a guy that knows exactly what I've been thinking for the last several years. I love listening to your show. Adam, I got a comment about what you've just been talking about, those gals, those 20-year-olds that
sure.
Are still out partying.
Right, okay.
They can't get off the cock carousel.
That's right.
You see these chicks.
I don't think
Facebook.
I've heard that before. The cock carousel.
They have more pictures on Facebook of them out at the bars than they do of their kids.
All right. Yeah.
Another comment regarding your 80% of divorces initiated by women.
Right.
I'm one of the 20%, and I wonder how many of that 80% thought that grass is greener on the other side.
Well, that's exactly what I was talking about just now. I mean, you really hit it, Troy. You said the right expression, too. There really is something very innate in women to just be completely dissatisfied. And over time, to blame the dissatisfaction squarely on their mate, their husband, and then to have a second fantasy, which is that, you know, somehow everyone else is a lot happier, and the situation is always better, as you say, the grass is greener somewhere else. That's just a woman's way of thinking about life.
I think it is, and I see women nowadays, too. They're just out looking for money. They aren't in it for love. I've got a lady at work who I was talking to recently. She's getting married here in a few weeks. She had the nerve to say, we were talking about her husband, and she's like, yeah, I like him. And I couldn't believe those words came out of her mouth. I was thinking to myself, you better more than like him, but I know exactly where that was going.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I like him. He's good enough.
That's what they do. You know, first of all, you see these advertised on the online dating sites, and they have phrases. I'll give you a whole list of them. They say things like, I've already had my fun.
Right.
Now Tom, I'm ready to settle down.
Personal ads give it all away, Tom, and that's a classic.
We had a blog that I have quoted many times. It's called The Kind of Chick That Makes Us Sick. And it was literally a literal online profile from an online dating site, where I gave a running interpretation of everything this woman was saying. And, of course, she says things like, she loves to travel. And, of course, what she didn't say was, long as you're paying.
Damn right.
I love to ski, long as you're buying the lift tickets.
Exactly.
Yes.
And there's so many guys out there that will do it. I don't understand it.
Well, again, I you know, a lot of times guys don't do their due diligence and find out, you know, it's like getting the Carfax, you know, how many guys really know how many miles that vagina has on it before they buy?
You're such a scream saying it that way, Tom.
I'm going to correct myself. I know exactly why guys do it.
If there was a way to get a Carfax on chicks.
They're horny and desperate.
Right? I think, by the way, you know how they get a Carfax on a car. The way they get it is, you know, they get all these car dealers for a small price to every time they do a repair on somebody's car to put the VIN number in and send it in to Carfax. And that's how Carfax knows your car was underwater during Hurricane Katrina and all that other stuff, or that your car's been completely rebuilt 5 times. That's how they know. So I think they want to be a database like that. Every time you've nailed a chick and then you stop nailing her, it gets boring. You know, you just send it into the you know, the equivalent of Carfax.
Like a report update.
So guys in the future will know how many people have owned that car, how hard they've ridden it.
I've come to that recollection.
You know what? What sexually transmitted diseases it's been tested for? Or
Tom, I wanted to call you my dad, but I can't do that. I love my dad too much, and he's the smartest guy I know. He's your match in penny pinching, and the only thing he's not smart in is women. And had I heard about you 15 years ago, my daughter wouldn't have been born. But I'm not going to go back in time.
Well, I can tell you that 15 years ago, the radio station in Green Bay said, "No way, Jose, this show would never work in Wisconsin. People would never." By the way, my first affiliate when I was in syndication was Madison. And I stayed at the luxurious Madison Radisson.
I love it.
Where they answer the phone, Madison Radisson. But
I had to learn on my own all these years, and it would have been nice to have someone to tell me everything you've been telling people for the last several years. But anyway, I love my daughter. I'll do anything I can for her. I've been divorced for 7 years now, and her mother and I live in the same town. We're actually in Deep Here, Wisconsin, suburb of Green Bay. And the subject's come up here recently where my daughter's mom wants to move back home 100 miles away, and that conversation was started up by a text, and after blowing up my phone, I had to cut her off and say, this isn't something to talk about over text. And since then, I've discussed it with my daughter, had several conversations with my daughter, actually. She's going to be entering high school next year. She'll be a freshman. And my first thoughts are I don't want to put someone in that position where they're studying high school, where they don't have any friends. High school's hard enough for a girl, let alone starting it off with having no friends.
Also, her being so far away from you, that's not a good thing.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
One of the items pointed out was that she tried justifying the actions by saying, by telling me, you know how your grade school friends aren't there for you in high school. And I'm thinking to myself, well, it's really not her friends that's forcing her to stay here. She does have a dad and a pair of grandparents over here. I have to imagine that's part of the thoughts going through my daughter's head, but my daughter is adamant against moving.
I know, but look at the egomania of women, that it suits her needs, and so therefore it's good for your daughter. She's already decided for her. So all these other excuses are just baloney.
Absolutely. Troy, thanks very much for the call. Adam, if people are getting a divorce, thinking about getting a divorce, how do they get in touch with you?
Don't tell me the hour's already over, Tom.
Already? Can you believe that?
Where does the time go?
Amazing.
Jesus. Oh, anyway, anyone wants to call me? I've had a few shocked people this week, by the way, Tom, that they're like, who's this? Is this Adam? I'm like, yeah, get the hell out of here. I actually do answer my phone. You can call me toll free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And you can also check my website, Adam Lawyer, adamlawyer.com.
There you go. It's attorney Adam Sachs, one of our original advertisers, P1 listener, P1 follower for years. You call Adam if you're thinking about getting a divorce. He'll answer your questions right there.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary's Dino. We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. New York City cops say they found no evidence corroborating a claim by actress Amanda Bynes that she was slapped in the vagina.
Of course not.
None.
Of course not. Our girl is delusional.
They say there was a credible civilian witness who was with the officers throughout the ordeal, and nobody touched her genitals.
Right, right. By the way, it looks like they may have found the alleged vase. Looks like a bong.
Yeah, I see that. It's actually on the third floor. Some outcropping there on the third floor. Yeah. Never made it down to the street.
So they should test that thing and see what it's doing.
Does that look like a bong to you? Does it really look like a bong to me?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right.
Let's go ahead and test that sucker out.
All right. On her first day on the stand in a case about hookers and pimps, a hooker in New York City claims that the father-son pimp team that she worked for furnished her a home in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Whoa.
Ski and beach vacations, as well as a 4-year, all-expenses-paid maternity leave.
Wow.
They paid for her to raise a child and then to come back and use her jeans again.
What a great deal.
Right?
Except the Allentown part. I've been there a couple of times, and that's nice.
Apparently, our friend was turning $300 tricks in the back of limousines and fancy Manhattan hotel rooms.
Nice for her.
Right.
Nice for them, too.
She did very well. But she had to live in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So
that's
the
downside, yeah.
It's quite the bummer.
The latest, a big house.
The latest in spoof sex tapes is here, the Kardashian family sex tape. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It will star porn star Kiara May.
Yes.
Kiara
May.
Of course, they describe her as busty porn star.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave that out.
The guy, let's see the guy who plays Lamar.
This is going to be good.
This is going to be great.
I can't wait to see it. Love these
Bruce, fucking... Bruce, he's got to be represented, things. Too.
Right. No, there's no doubt about it. Kiara, I think, is the only person named so far.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good one, I can tell you.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
A live sex show was busted at a Utah movie theater.
Oh, no.
6 people arrested. Apparently, this thing was coordinated by the janitor that works at the theater.
Well, he wanted to add some spice.
He got a little live sex show going to make a little money on the side.
Look at him.
Undercover cops heard about that, they got in there and watched for themselves.
Police raided the Syracuse 6 theaters, and as the after-hour show was just getting underway.
That I got to see.
That's awesome.
I want to see people going at it.
They utilize a SWAT team.
Yeah, well, they thought there was going to be like 30, 40 people there. It turns out there wasn't that many.
Six
people. All standing around watching some people fucking.
Good times in Utah.
Right? It has to be. See, that's what happens. You get
bored
all that conservative
shit
and, and they got to bust out somehow. Just be glad you don't live in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Because they're actually going to make showing any flesh on a mannequin illegal.
That's
ridiculous. To cut down on sex crimes.
That's not going to do
it. You can't even show, like, a mannequin in a bikini?
Yeah.
No go.
Wow.
Yep.
Our Indian friends are really confused.
It's getting the Indian dudes a little too horny.
Great food. Bad idea on this end.
Right?
Wow. Imagine that. They're having to, put burkas and crap over top of these mannequins. It's ridiculous.
Right. Each year, Harvard's school newspaper, The Crimson, surveys its graduating class on a variety of topics, reporting this year that 13% of Harvard's graduating class has had sex in the library.
What?
Yeah. In the library.
In that
Harvard.
Library?
Yes. 14.5% of guys and 11% of the girls apparently got it on in the library.
They must be some kind of thing over there at Harvard for them to be doing this.
I know. They got all kinds of weird shit happening over there.
God.
Them smarties. That's what they do.
They're so brilliant that they're banging in the library.
Right. They can't bang where the rest of us bang. They got fucking need to read while they're banging.
They're doing mathematical equations while banging.
Couple of pick alerts for you. Heather Graham in a bikini.
Older girl.
It's described as flawless for 43.
Yes.
I don't know about that. What do you think?
Oh, 43 says it all. So that, to me, got to give her credit. But still, I see her as roller girl, so that's a little issue for me. Yeah, 43 years old, not bad.
Then also Denise Richards out there in a tiny white two-piece over the weekend.
Full credit for her, too. Come on now.
You're not seeing much fat on that body.
No.
In fact, it's semi-weird. It's slightly anorexic, maybe a little too muscular.
On purpose, I think she's really just going for it.
She's insane.
She's super insane.
That's the problem. And mind that gap, by the way.
Yes. Mind the gap.
Check that situation.
Mind the gap.
I can see tons through there. Oh, my God. You fit ahead in there. All right, there you have it. It's Lycus 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Mind the gap.
Be sure to check out our podcast, GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday, GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we are back to the Tom Lycus Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.